A betrayed kind of love by Adesua Oman Nwokedi. Adesua Oman Nwokedi's A Betrayed Kind of Love tells the story of Banju Adelemo and Alero Jiboy, whose lives are marked by a cyclical pattern of love, devastating betrayal, and eventual redemption. The book opens in April 2019, with Banju living a life of leisure in London as a successful but emotionally stagnant investor. Despite his wealth and a revolving door of beautiful women, he remains haunted by a failure to give his heart away for 20 years. He receives an invitation to his Maloma High Class of 1999 20-year reunion and decides to attend, primarily driven by the hope of seeing the one woman who has possessed his mind for 2 decades. Meanwhile, in Lagos, Alero Jiboy works as a freelance interior decorator and struggles to keep her head above water financially. She helps her brother, Destiny, run an online radio station that plays 80s and 90s rock and pop, a genre deeply tied to her late father's memory. Alero is hesitant to attend the reunion because she views her former classmates as strangers, but she is persuaded by Destiny to use the event as a networking opportunity to find investors for their station. The narrative shifts to the reunion weekend at a luxury resort in Ypres, where the past and present collide. Alero is immediately struck by the opulence of the hotel, which contrasts with the aging Honda she had to borrow from her brother. When Banju enters the mixer, the room's atmosphere changes, and Alero is reminded of how he broke her heart and obliterated her reputation 20 years prior. Banju is equally shaken by the sight of her, noting that while she has changed, she still possesses the constellation of freckles and expressive eyes that once captivated him. The tension of the reunion triggers an extensive flashback to their original connection in 1998. According to the novel, Alero had an idyllic childhood with her parents, Ayatemi and Tove, until her father's sudden death in 1994. After his death, Alero discovered that her father had never legally married her mother and was still bound to his first wife, Omasan. This revelation led to her paternal relatives stripping her and her mother of their home and assets, forcing them into a nomadic and impoverished lifestyle. In the summer of 1998, she met Banju at a school reunion luncheon for their mothers. Banju, the son of a wealthy man with multiple wives, had recently moved from London to Nigeria and was enjoying his status as a king among his peers. They bonded over her father's extensive LP collection, which was one of the few things she had managed to keep from her old life. Their relationship developed through a shared passion for music, with Banju visiting her modest apartment in Ebug Metta to borrow albums and burn them to CDs. By early 1999, they were officially a couple, though they kept their relationship secret at school. The first major crack in their happiness occurred during the Easter holidays of 1999, when Banju invited Alero to his imposing family home. There, his mother, Omir, reacted with extreme hostility, calling Alero's father a born Trowe, a derogatory term for his biracial heritage, and throwing money at Alero to order her out of the house. Although Banju apologized and they reconciled, the weekend took a darker turn when Babawale, Banju's older brother, caught Alero in Banju's bedroom. The novel described the ultimate betrayal occurring shortly after. When their classmates Damola and Fullerin saw Alero leaving Banju's house, they questioned him about their relationship. In a moment of weak ego and a desire to be seen as a sharp guy, like his father, Banju admitted to shagging the untouchable Alero Jiboy. The news spread through Maloma High like wildfire, and Alero returned to school for her final term to find herself a pariah and a laughingstock. Banju, eaten by guilt and cowardice, failed to defend her and eventually walked away when she confronted him. This betrayal caused Alero to fall apart. She failed her university entrance exams and eventually moved to Sapele to escape the shame, while Banju returned to London for his A-levels, realizing too late that he had lost her forever. Returning to the 2019 timeline, the novel details Banju's desperate attempts to seek forgiveness. After the reunion, he hires a fixer to find Alero's address and visits her apartment, but she shuts the door in his face, stating that she can never forgive him. Seeking another way into her life, Banju discovers through his friend Emeka that the investment opportunity Destiny mentioned is actually Alero's radio station. When Alero realizes Banju is the potential investor, she is incensed and views it as a calculated move to manipulate her. However, she hatches a plan for revenge. She will pretend to forgive him, Allow him to invest his money and his heart, and then humiliate him as he once did her. Alero begins a fake courtship with Banju, responding to his texts and agreeing to dinner. Banju is overjoyed, believing that fate has given him a second chance. Over the next several months, they spend time together in Lagos and communicate while he is in London. They successfully set up Tempo 92.5 in a building Banju owns on Adeola Odeku Street, which he offers for the station's use. During the wedding reception in Ibadan, Banju proposes to Alero, and she says, yes, only to ensure his fall will be more catastrophic. The climax of her revenge occurs on December 28, 2019, during the Adelemo family's annual lunch. In front of nearly 30 relatives, Alero confronts Omir for her past insults, returns the money she was once thrown with interest, and tells Banju he is a vile, sorry excuse of a man, whom she will never marry. The aftermath of this strike leaves Alero weeping in a taxi, realizing that her sweet revenge has only left her feeling empty and more heartbroken than before. Banju is devastated by the revelation that their recent months together were an act. Despite his pain, he decides to proceed with the investment anyway, removing all contentious clauses from the legal agreements to ensure the station's success before fleeing back to London to lick his wounds. In February 2020, Tempo 92.5 launches and becomes an overnight success, but the victory feels hollow for both Alero and Banju, who are now separated by oceans and unresolved feelings. The narrative takes another major turn in June 2020 when Banju's father, Bankole, dies in Kent. At the reading of the will in Ijebu Ode, the family is shocked when Bankole nominates Banju to replace Babawale as the managing director of Oshiadril, citing his son's superior business instincts and Babawale's history of costly mistakes. This triggers a corporate and family war, forcing Banju to remain in Lagos to lobby directors and shareholders for votes at the upcoming annual general meeting, AGM. He moves into the 11th floor of the Tempo Plaza building, directly below Alero's studio. Banju and Alero attempt to maintain a strained friendship while working in the same building. Their proximity, however, makes it impossible to ignore their mutual attraction. This attraction peaks in August 2020 when Alero, acting as a decorator for the restoration of the Walter Carrington House, spends a night with Banju. However, the morning after, Banju's fear of being hurt again leads him to callously tell Alero that their encounter was just physical, causing her to retreat once more. To distance himself further, Banju begins dating Jumai Jatau, the daughter of the board's acting chairman, Dogo Jatau. The tension culminates in February 2021 as the AGM approaches. Banju's mother, Omir, returns to Nigeria and continues her campaign against Alero, calling her vermin during a disastrous visit. When Alero accuses Banju of failing to defend her against his mother's insults, it leads to another bitter parting. Desperate to win the MD position, Kamson manipulates Alero, convincing her that she is the only obstacle to Banju's career because Dogo Jatau wants Banju to marry Jumai. In an act of ultimate sacrifice, Alero lies to Banju, telling him she never loved him and that their relationship was just a hormonal itch, in order to push him toward Jumai and the MD seat. At the AGM on February 26, 2021, the results are announced. Busayo, Banju's long-estranged older brother, has entered the race and wins the managing director position, with Banju losing by only 2%. Banju and Busayo reconcile, agreeing to run the company together as MD and Deputy MD. Banju, however, plans to return to London, believing he has lost Alero for good. On his birthday, March 8, he encounters Moff Thompson, who tells him that sometimes one must fight for love rather than let ego get in the way. The final resolution occurs when Banju discovers Alero's candles at his mother's house and learns of Kamson's manipulation. He realizes that Alero's harsh rejection was actually a sacrifice for his benefit. He races to find her, eventually tracking her to Crust Alchemy during a heavy rainstorm. In the rain, he declares that they are soulmates, and Alero finally unravels, running into his arms. The novel concludes in April 2021 in Sandgate, Kent, where Banju and Alero are finally engaged, watching the sunset over the English Channel. Banju presents her with the platinum diamond ring his father had intended for his one true love, and they prepare to build a future together, having finally overcome 22 years of betrayal and misunderstanding. This summary is for educational purposes only.